And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, September 30th, 2017. It is Season 11, Episode 37. I'm Scott.
And I'm Matt.
37?
I know.
Well, try not to run into any episodes out in the parking lot on the way to your car. You would like to get in touch with us,
that's a way throwback
It really is.
Young kids won't get that one.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. You can check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can also find us on Facebook there as well. You can email us, everyone, at InGameChat.net. We are streaming right now on Twitch. Head over to Twitch.tv, and you can find us there and join in the chat room live while we broadcast. Let's go ahead and get the clapboard out of the way. It's now a thing. Where are we doing
it? It is a thing.
Is that over there? Open up. There we go. Did I get that in the mic? I'll do it one more time.
Double clap.
All right. So anyway, you might see me if you're watching on the video on Twitch. You'll see that I'm holding my my headphones against my ear. The things are broken. They broke on me. And so when I don't do this, they'd be okay.
Yeah.
They'll eventually do flop this thing. Out. Yeah, they'll flop out. So yeah. So I've already ordered a new pair that should be here. Oh, wait, I can just do this. I can pull the cord. There we go. Now I don't have to hold my,
You can do it like the DJs and everything, just like one ear on.
I don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that?
That looks douchey.
Fair enough.
It seriously does. This, just to talk, looks ridiculous. But if I take the cord, pull, I'm good.
Just wrap it around your head a few times.
I know, just, make a bonnet out of it. Welcome to the show, everybody. RJ's not here, so obviously the glue that holds this thing together.
Yeah, we're just off the rails already.
Is gone. But welcome to the show. What have you been playing there, Matt?
Me? Kevin and I finished up the campaign for Ghost Recon.
Finally.
Oh, we still have a DLC.
No, go ahead. It's fine.
We have two DLCs to do. Plus, I did some missions that he hasn't done yet. So
you've got, as of today,
yeah,
you've got 28 days before a really massive release
before
of games.
Before a lot.
Yes.
Before a lot.
But Destiny 2 on PC releases, and I know you're picking it up, so you've got 28 days until then.
Mm-hmm.
Stranger Things Season 2. Assassin's Creed Origins, which you did express
interest
in.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it right away. That'll be definitely like something I get, but not on release.
Probably the same here for me. For me, it's going to be...
Plus, you saw the news about the educational...
the non-combat thing that gives you some education about each... I'm curious as to how in-depth that's going to be.
Yeah, I am. It's got me interested just in one more way to be like, all right, that's something more just... I don't know if it's going to be sticky or gimmicky or just whatever, but all right, you know what? Fine. Something else to pull me in. So I'll bite. I'll get that eventually.
Oh, man. Lethal Migraine, I love you, man. I'm so glad that you're in that chat room every weekend to rain on the parade of the games that we enjoy, which is totally fine. I get it. That's the thing, and I'm totally cool with it. I love it. I will never give you... any crap for doing it, because you find the most creative ways to tell us how bad the games we like are horrible.
Yeah.
And he says 28 days until the prettiest version of the worst game ever comes out. How inspiring. So, yeah.
And I still agree, like in the chat room, we're talking about like Colonial Marines is way worse than Destiny. That was such a horrid game. Such a horrid, horrid game. But, so we did the campaign. We're going back through. We're still on the tier system. I think I'm about to hit 25.
Is there a chance you're going to be off the tier system?
Well, no, I mean, well, once I get down to like tier 5, then I'll probably turn it off.
Oh, okay.
Just because there's a gun at tier 5 that I really want.
Okay.
And so I have 20 more tiers to go until I can get that gun, then I'll turn it off. Because it gets a lot tougher. You are just a piece of,
what?
Glass paper.
Okay.
A sheet of paper. You know, like they shoot right through you.
Okay. He's like, you know better than that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. I was trying to, like, phrase that to make sure that I didn't sound like, you know.
But you said piece of
sheet of paper is what I was going for.
Gotcha. All right.
But anyways, yeah, yeah. I mean, like, they just put holes in you and you fall down really easily. So, yeah, doing that, really enjoying it. I really enjoy playing with Kevin with that. Hey, Nate's in the chat. Hey, Nate.
He is. He's going to be here on the show next weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said he is.
Huzzah. Is he going to bring your...
He also said he's going to return my PSVR. We'll see which one of those two things happen, if not both. But we'll see.
Let's see.
He left our clan. I don't know why he left our clan, and he's come back to our clan.
Talking smack about him.
Then again, I don't know. He may have a clan that's like, here's what we're doing every single night, and you've got to be there to do it. And maybe he wants that kind of structure, whereas our clan is not anything like that.
No.
But we're doing fine.
Yeah.
So
we just tiered up. I mean, leveled up to 4.
Yeah, we just hit 4, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But go ahead with
doing some more Titanfall 2.
Okay. On PC or PS4?
PC.
PC. Okay.
Yeah, I got that Origin Access.
Yeah.
And so picked up, you know, some of the, you know, I downloaded some of those games. Also went back into the original the Battlefront that got released.
What have you played of Titanfall 2?
I'm doing the single player campaign right now.
It's a fantastic single player campaign.
I'm enjoying it a lot.
It's great.
Picked up my third Titan gun.
Multiplayer was
yes.
Was not wasn't bad at all either, but that was a fantastic single player campaign in Titanfall 2.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. Although I don't know if it's my internet connection last night that was messing up or something. But I'd go a little bit further, and it would just drop me out of the game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe there's something wrong with it. I'll reboot my system later and try again. But, that's really, I believe, the majority of it.
Yeah, I have played nothing but, well, before the show sitting in the studio here, I was playing the House of Da Vinci, which is something it's kind of routine
iPad
now.
Game.
That I play a little bit of that before the show, just while I'm killing time. And I think I'm very close to the end of it. Boy, they have thrown in some puzzles, man, though. Oh,
are they tough?
Oof, oof. Yes. Every time I reveal a new puzzle, like when the door swings upwards and it shows all these mechanizations and gears and numbers and things, I'm like, oh, God, how am I going to figure this one out? And slowly you just start to put it together and get it bad, get it worked out, so...
Yeah,
but I think I'm getting close to the end of it. It's a very, very meaty game for a Kickstarter title and for a mobile title as well. So they did very well, and I've said this before and say it many more times. They did very well in replicating the feel and the style of The Room and apparently the length of those games as well. So
okay,
they did a really good job with those. So suggest it to anybody who's looking for puzzle games on their iPad. I also picked up Super Mario Run, I think, the iOS version. He got an update just yesterday and added a bunch of stuff, but it also cut the price in half.
Oh,
for
so
a limited
$5
time.
$5?
It's $5 now, which is better than the 10.
It's better than 10, but
it's still. It's
still,
but I don't think it's going to get any lower.
No.
I really don't think it's going to drop any lower. So I went ahead and picked it up. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I played a little bit of those two things, very, very little. And then, of course, I've mainly stuck with Destiny. And it's the faction rally is what is going on now. It's something that I complained about last weekend, and I'm still not really all on. I've never been on board competitions like this before. I guess meta competitions, I don't exactly know what it is. You know, Steam tried to do this with their summer game sale one year where they had the red team, the blue team, and the green team.
I remember
like
that.
Yeah. And it was weird because every day you saw, okay, red team won this day, blue team wins this one, pink one won this, you know. Everybody got their chance to shine. I thought, oh, okay. It doesn't matter. It's just all set on this thing of like everybody's going to get a chance to win and then, you know, move on from there. But they never really gave you results, and Bungie is the same way. They're not going. They may reveal some results, but during the whole contest, they're not revealing any, like, who's in the lead, who's ahead, how many more, you know. They're not revealing any of this information, so it all seems, for me, pointless. And even if they did reveal the information, how do I know that it's even that accurate? I don't. I hate to put on the tinfoil hat in these things, but I just don't trust it. I think there might be more participation if they did. Then again, maybe there wouldn't be. Maybe there would be people coming in and seeing so much of a lead with one faction that they're just like, oh, well.
Yeah. I'm not even going to try it.
Yep, not even going to try. I'm done. So maybe that's the reason they keep it in there, but I don't know. So those started, and they're easy to farm, the faction tokens that you turn into your faction. They're very easy to farm. They're so easy to farm that they're actually annoying to actually go and do. It's like, oh, I gotta go do the farming again. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to. Like today, I have a thing where I can go to one of the planets and farm for faction tokens, and I have no intention of doing it today.
Really?
Yeah, I ran the Nightfall this morning. I went through Guided Games and ran the Nightfall. Guided Games is their way of doing it for a looking for group type situation.
Okay.
I thought it was like a trainee mode type thing.
And you're just going to take them off.
Yeah. I thought it was like a trainee mode type of situation. And that you really, like, you got the rewards at the end of the Nightfall. You get the rewards.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it kind of counted towards progress. The way it seems to be structured gave me a sense that, oh, here's a way you can get guided through it so you can learn about it, but you won't get anything for it until you do it with people. And Nightfall is one of those things that doesn't matchmake, just like the raid. You've got to find a group who is ready to go and do it. Turns out that's not the case. You get everything that you would normally get. This is just their version of...
The LFG?
Of looking for group. That's it. And it takes a while. It took probably 10 minutes of me waiting.
Oh, wow.
To find a group. It took us to do the Nightfall just 15. It really didn't take long at all.
I think they would take that long, but
I don't know. It's still kind of in a beta. Well, I don't know. It may be out of beta, but still, it's you know, it's new for them. I don't necessarily know how it works, but it's out there searching, and after about, it may have been a little less than 10 minutes, but it was definitely more than 5 waiting to find a group. And you're waiting to find 2 people from a clan who have joined in and gone to the other side of the guided games, where they're the guides.
Mm-hmm.
You're the seeker, and they're the guides. And after about ever how long it was, it's like, oh, here's, and it showed me 2 people in a clan. And it shows you their clan banner, their clan motto, whatever they are. And the motto was written in, I have no idea what language it was. But I was like, oh, I don't know that language. Communication might be hard if they're trying to talk to me, so I'll decline.
Yeah.
And I thought, great, I'm going to have to sit here and wait for... No, like immediately.
Okay.
Had another one. So I don't know if it like queues up these people, these clans, waiting to find somebody to join them so they can go to Guided Games. I have no idea if it queues them up like that, but that's what it seemed to be doing, because the second clan came up. It was in English, but... Whatever they had written for their clan motto, I felt a little like, I don't know that I want to go with them.
Was it childish? Or?
Very, yeah. It seemed kind of, you know, 13-year-old-ish, or at least just highly annoying to possibly have to listen to them. I was going to have to listen to them, and I said, oh, I hate
to
do this.
And that's not one of those things you could just mute everybody.
Yeah, Nathan says it's instant if you need one person, but it takes about 10 to 15 if you're solo, which seems about right, yeah. I don't know. I didn't know you could do it with 2. I thought if you were 2 people that you could be the... I guess maybe you could search for 1, but... yeah. So anyway, I declined them. It brought up another clan that had their little motto was, you know, nice. Everything seemed...
Okay.
Everything seemed legit on the level. I was like, okay, I'll go with them. And I immediately jumped into their fire team. They did not talk to me at all. But they were probably in a party themselves.
Okay.
But we didn't need the communication. It was just boom, boom, boom. We got through it, and they give you 22 minutes to finish. We got done in 50. Nightfall's our time now. You have 22 minutes to finish. We finished it up in 15 and a half.
That's not bad.
Minutes. Yeah. I mean, it's a breeze. This one was...
Especially if people are on point knowing what they're doing.
Yeah. This one was fantastic. To go through, which I suggest if you guys are playing Destiny, run through the Nightfall this week before it resets. If you haven't done it yet, it's a quick and easy Nightfall to do.
And if you're not playing Destiny, what's wrong with you? You should be.
Yeah, you know. And join our clan.
Yes.
So the raid has this function as well.
Okay.
Which I may do tonight or tomorrow.
I can't wait to get with all you guys on raids and stuff.
Yeah, I may do that tonight or tomorrow. I'm not sure. I'd like to go through it with the clan so we can get our clan Ingram for running through the raid as a clan. The fire team has to at least have half of the people in your clan. So you don't have to do it with a full six, but you got to have at least three.
No, I know it's, you know, next month. And, well, I say next month, it's like tomorrow. But the end of the month is going to be, you know, really busy.
End of the month's today.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, tomorrow is October.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just one of those things that, like, I know Destiny is going to take up time, as well it should, but I have Wolfenstein to play because I am playing that. I did get that.
I got that too.
Yeah.
I was going to hold off, but now I remembered, wait a second,
You already bought it.
Yeah, we got it off that back of the truck deal.
And it already takes it out of your paycheck. I mean, out of your bank account, right? It's not like Amazon waits until the day and then...
This wasn't Amazon.
Yeah, I know, but it's not like that where it... Anyways, I'm pretty sure
I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, I think we already paid for this.
Yeah, okay, good. Yes, I should be playing Medusa's Mirror. But, so yeah, I got Wolfenstein, which I really want to be playing, and I can't wait. I got Destiny to play with you guys, which, you know, should be a lot of fun. Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
And I know come November, 11th or so?
Battlefront.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be doing that one, because if nothing else, a single player. You know, I'm really looking forward to that campaign, you know, and going through that story.
I hope they did it up good, you know.
From what I've seen, like, you know, I've seen some more, you know, they released some more footage of, you know, like, the setup and everything between Admiral Versio and Aiden Versio and stuff like that, you know, with the Emperor's Messenger. And I'm just, I'm excited,
mm-hmm.
you know, for like a Star Wars kind of guy that's like, all right, this is the things that I love.
I know.
And the fact that you're playing as the Empire again, you know, which is something you don't get to do often enough.
I know where your loyalty lies. I get that.
Yeah.
I totally
so
know.
It's going to be one of those things that, like, you know, I know you guys are going to be like, hey, we got this raid going on. And I'm like, I'm taking down Rebels.
Which, you know, is again one of those things. There's going to be a lot of people on PC playing this thing. But, and I mean, I don't know. I'll be there too, just to see how it goes. I'm just curious as to how long it is going to last on PC. I know the community will survive. I'm just talking about people that I know to play with. How long that is going to last.
For
Destiny on PC.
The beta was pretty good, right? Like, they got a decent amount of people.
Oh, yeah, but I couldn't tell who was on there on my team. I couldn't tell who was playing. There wasn't any kind of, like, let's team up and go do a thing. I guess maybe there was, but I don't remember it still. I don't know. So... I don't know how that's gonna pan out, but I'll probably be there with you guys, playing it.
Yeah. And I mean, there's other games that eventually I'll have to get. You know, like we said, next year's also one of the big ones I'm looking forward to is Far Cry 5.
That's in March, isn't it?
I think so.
I think it is. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Played Destiny. That was it. That is what I did. Tuesday, the reset happened. I went through and did all my stuff and like. Less than 2 hours, got everything done for the week. I'm still on one character. I haven't run through my two alts yet. But I may do that next week. Right now, our clan has hit the cap on XP that we can gain per week at 100,000. And we have hit that cap. So we can't earn any more XP for our clan, which is why I'm probably not going to play my alts, because they won't earn any XP for the clan. What else did I do? Anything else? I got up to 291, I think, is where I'm at now.
Okay.
On my light level, 291.
What's the highest right now? What's the level?
Drunk Degenerates can tell you that. I think it is around 305, maybe. But he'd be able to tell you. I'm not sure. I am nowhere near it, so I don't know. Oh, wait. Nate says, shoot me an invite to the clan since everyone is playing now. The clan is open invitations, man. It used to be, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but it was blocked off. You had to get approval to join the clan. Not anymore. You can just
open to everybody.
Yeah, you can just go and be in the clan if you want to be in the clan.
Okay, 300 plus legendary mods. Okay.
That adds 5 to each piece, gotcha. So, I think that, I put a link into the chat room. I think that'll take you to our clan page, and then you can sign up. I think. I don't know. Let me know if that works or not, Nate, but I appreciate it. Yeah, that's all I did. That's really all I did. There was stuff that came out this week, and I was excited for that, but, and you'll hear about Cuphead, because I've got 3 tracks from Cuphead to play.
I'm really interested in that. It looks tough from what I've seen.
It's very tough.
Yeah.
So it's a very hard game.
That's one of those things that, like, it looks really cool. I love the art style.
I know.
I just don't know if I'm going to enjoy it.
I love everything about that game. I love the look. I love the music, especially the music. Oh.
Yeah.
Love the music. And, but I just that difficulty, man.
Yeah.
That is some difficulty.
I've never been much for like those bullet hell kind of games that just throw mass numbers of projectiles at you every which way.
But I mean that's yeah. It's $15, I think. No, it's $20. It's $20.
Okay.
For Cuphead. So I don't know. I think eventually I'll probably pick it up, but yeah. So I don't know of anything else. There were other releases. There was like Ruiner, which, I mean, there's a lot I've got music from. Ruiner, Cuphead, Hob was another game that released. Drunk Degenerates mentioned it. Total War, Warhammer 2, which I tried to find music from but couldn't. So, yeah. There's still Heat Signature that's out there. Did you ever pick that up?
I did not.
Okay. There's Heat Signature on PC. I did not play any of that. Pinball Effects 3. Released this week, so the 3 new tables came out. The Universal tables, E.T., Back to the Future, and Jaws.
Okay.
I'm going to stream those tomorrow. I haven't done a Silverball Sundays in a long time. So I'm going to do that on Pinball Effects 3 tomorrow. What time? I don't know. I hate to give you a time and then me not show up. But yeah, I'll be doing that tomorrow to play some of those tables. I have not checked out Pinball Effects 3 itself to see what the new stuff is. I did open it up and look at the menu system and everything else, but I didn't check out what's new type of thing.
Yeah, wondering what improvements they would have to acquire a whole new.
They're really going after. They're really going after the competitive scene.
Yeah,
where you compete in tournaments and it's exactly what I used to do with my friends list, which was chase scores. You know, somebody was higher than me, and I was like, okay, I'm going to chase that score.
Yeah.
And basically, they're just implementing that system in a more professional way, well-rounded way as well. But I haven't really sunk my teeth into it just yet to give you an idea of what it does. But I'll take a look at that and play some of it tomorrow at some point. So, what else? Anything else? No. Well, you know what? We need to go to break anyway, so I got to put my headphones back on so I can hear the music. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat. If you want to call in and talk to us, you can. 334-272-9228 is the number. Again, I mentioned that we've got music from Hob and Ruiner, and we've also got Cuphead. A lot of tracks from Cuphead. I'm going to kind of stagger them out here because it's just really, really good music. This first one is called The Introduction. Obviously, simple enough. It is from Cuphead, and we will be back with more of In-Game Chat after this. We'll be right back. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music from Ruiner, which is a game I'm kind of interested in. Devolver Digital did the, at least the publishing on it. They may have done some of the development on it, but there's a lot of their games that I enjoy. And I'm curious about Ruiner. Anyway, RJ is not with us this weekend. He is off in Atlanta at AWA.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be back with us next week. Until then, you got to put up with us. I love the conversation that was going on in the chat room, thinking that I'm going to buy those $10,000 pair of headphones. From
I thought they were $50,000.
Are they $50? Well, yeah. Whatever. They're massive.
Yeah, we're just joking. Like, if they came with a steelbook, you'd have to buy two.
Exactly. You know what steelbook I picked up this week?
What?
Transformers. The recent movie. The Last Night? Is that what it is? Yeah. It's got a steelbook. I picked it up.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know. And Lethal Migraine is exactly right. As long as it is able to collect dust, Scott will buy it. He's absolutely right. So, who's that on the phone?
Crawdad.
Oh, is it Crawdad? I got to put my headphones on now.
Well, I can hear him fine.
I know. I had to take off because they broke and I can't. Yeah. Anyway. Hey, Crawdad.
Roger. What's your vector, Victor?
Oh, man.
Coming in 10 by 10.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Looking for Clarence?
Yeah, Clarence.
I turned on the radio right about the time I was hearing something that sounded like some swing jazz from the Cotton Club. What was that?
That was music from the game, a game called Cuphead.
Man, that was awesome.
It was.
Are these old school musicians that would be familiar with that, or are these new folks that are learning an old way?
I really honestly don't know about the process that they made the music by, but you're going to hear more tracks from that coming up when we go into the next break here. If you're curious what Cuphead is, the music fits the style, I can tell you that. So I would go to your nearest Google and search Cuphead trailer and watch that, because it's a video game. Might be hard to believe, but it's an actual video game. It looks like a 1930s cartoon.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But it's a video game.
Yeah. Like, not quite Steamboat Willie, but close to that era.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
It's fantastic. All hand-drawn animation, too, that they did in this thing.
I'm going to have to go see that. Thank you.
Take a look at it. So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, man. Appreciate you calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I actually kind of thought he would call in for that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I figured I didn't know that he would hear the music. I just thought he may hear us talking about the thing, but I kind of thought he would call in about that, which is good to hear from him. So if you want to call in and make your opinion known or just have a question, whatever, give us a call, 334-272-9228. Back to me spending money, right, on things that collect dust. I picked up...
A skeleton.
One of these.
Oh. Yeah, it looks right? Like just a black box. It is the lighting, man.
It's the lighting that's throwing me off.
Super Nintendo Classic.
But I picked up a SNES Classic, and and I'm going to open it now.
You haven't opened it yet, or you have, and you're just reopening it?
No, I haven't opened it. I placed an order, pre-order at GameStop. The day I went in to have my teeth looked at, because I had a root canal not too long ago, but the day I went in to have them check on that tooth that had the issue, I'm sitting there waiting in the I'm in the waiting room, and I'm filling out my insurance forms and everything else because I hadn't been to this dentist before, and so I'm like a brand new customer, and I'm talking with somebody who works at the GameStop just down the road from where I'm at the dentist, and they're like, "Yep, pre-orders just went live. We've still got some here for pre-order," and I'm thinking, okay. So, and I may have said this, I may have told you guys this, but I made up some fake story where I had to leave the dentist office, drove over there, pre-ordered this, and then went back. So, this is it. I picked it up yesterday, and I checked my order from the UK, which I thought was going to get canceled because it said they don't ship to the US. That went through, and it is now being shipped. So I'm going to have the... UK version of this.
What are you going to do with that one then?
I don't know, but I'm not getting rid of this one or the UK version.
Okay, so you're going to have both.
Because the UK version is the Famicom, the colors and things, not this purple jagged box.
I need to see if they have that, like...
What?
Around town.
What, this?
Yeah.
Oh, good luck.
Well, supposedly they, you know, made more.
Yeah, but not the initial run.
Yeah.
You'll get it, you know, later on. But I've also got one coming. Okay, here, I'll tell you this. I got one of these coming from Walmart, and I have one of these coming from Amazon.
Okay.
Well. And I've got the one coming from the UK.
All right.
So I got three extra, two of which are going to be able to be, you know, let go. So
call me.
If you find one, grab it, because I'm going to charge you the same thing I paid for it.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be only fair.
I don't just give
Wait,
them
do
away.
Do you do military discounts?
Do what?
Do you do military discounts?
I do not do military discounts. Here's the controller. Ooh. This is
yeah,
the first
that
time
looks
I've...
just like.
I mean, yeah, it's weird to talk
it,
about.
It looks
this.
Just like it, except the end instead of that wider.
Oh, this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a not
I
quite USB.
I don't know what you can see in the camera because I have to turn around and look. But
yeah,
there you go. I mean, it's the same here. It's the same thing, man.
Oh yeah, this brings back.
It
memories.
Feels a little different. The texture, I say the texture, whatever. The feel of that plastic feels different than what I remember.
Oh yeah, that feels nice. I like that.
You know,
and
it's that's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's all the cords for it and everything else. And then here's the box itself. It looks so tiny.
Oh, it does look so small.
Well, yeah, it's it's so tiny. It's so tiny.
It's a quiet.
There you go. I suck at holding this up to light. You'd probably be better
yes.
at it to hold it up to the camera.
Okay, the power button and the reset button.
Yeah,
both,
so it looks better in your camera.
They both go up and down.
Yeah, I think that's how. I think
so
they're
like
actually
it.
Functional.
HDMI out, power DC in. Okay, so the power is just the micro USB.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, that makes that easy. I'm curious what. There's a little pinhole.
That's a light.
Oh, that's. Okay.
Let you know it's on.
Let you know. Oh, I see the.
Lift up on the where the controller inputs are. There's a thing you can lift up there and pull. There you go. And that's where you
oh,
plug in.
Oh, it sort of just
yeah.
sort of comes
That's where
out
you
like
plug
that.
In the controllers at.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that how the NES Classic was as well, where you have to...
No, the NES Classic had their
you just
ports exposed, yeah.
That's interesting
there wasn't,
that this
there wasn't like anything hiding them.
Yeah, that's interesting that this is different like that. Wow. Yeah, that's nice and...
Yeah, that's all it is.
I kind of wish that the cartridge port, you know, did something.
Or make it where there's a game sticking out of the top of it, you know, so just a cartridge.
Or,
no,
you know,
something non-denominational. Just a cartridge sticking out. But you know yeah. what it is. It just says Nintendo on it or something. I don't know.
It's got some...
What?
Want to see what it looks like with the...
With the controller plugged in?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you got to lift. There you go.
Okay, I see.
Don't go breaking my thing.
I won't go breaking your heart.
No, my. I don't care about my heart. Don't go breaking my. Don't go breaking my stuff.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Why did you need to plug it in?
I just, you know. Now I just need a. Oh, there's a TV behind me, and.
I mean, you want to hook it up?
kinda,
no, do you want to hook it up?
I kind of do. Maybe after the break. During the break.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that during the break.
I don't know how long the cords are to hook it up, but we could totally hook it up.
Okay.
I have no problem
this
hooking
is a nice
it up.
Little, all right, so like I get to impressed by unusual things, I guess. But this power
unusual
brick.
Things?
Yeah, this power brick is like I'm like, oh, this is a nice, you know, sturdy looking, you know, I like this power brick.
Are you
this.
Reviewing the
I kinda am. You know, the
Okay.
All right, just regular HDMI cable.
Matt, you're
fine.
Weird.
I never claim not to be.
That's for the that's
yeah.
to plug it in with. All right, we'll hook it up during the break.
Cool.
It has not been hooked up at all yet, so sure, why not? I've missed a whole lot of stuff going on in the chat
room. Something about putting an old lady down? I don't know, man. I missed a lot, too.
I'm just reading through here. Yeah, they're making more NES classics as well.
Good.
So I mean, you're gonna have the opportunity to get all of. I think. Yeah, they're not gonna let that gravy train go away.
And like you know, I think It'd be interesting, like we were talking before the show, that I was reading somewhere where they're talking about the next one to do probably won't be the 64 Classic, but maybe the Game Boy, which I think would be interesting. Because the 64 would be kind of tough, I think. I don't know.
It's it'll change the price, and I mean this price went up by $10. Plus, I think
I just
lost 10 games and gained $10. You know,
yeah. I just don't want to. I know some people love the 64 controller. It to me is my least favorite of all time. I'd rather go back to the original. Like I'd rather have the original Atari one button controller than that N64 controller.
Well, I can plug the SNES controllers into the NES Classic, and I can take the NES Classic controllers and plug them into the SNES controller or SNES box. Yeah.
So, huh.
Which makes me think that whatever else they do next, you'll still be able to do the same thing.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. SCM Fuller says Cuphead. We didn't play it.
Yeah, we didn't play.
We didn't play Cuphead. I gotta buy it, and then I gotta play it, and then buy it. I spent my money on that. That you saw the NES Classic, so no, I didn't buy Cuphead. It's not in my. I'm interested in it, but I'd
rather watch someone else play it than play it myself.
I don't know. Well, I might like to play it a little bit, but once I got frustrated by how many times I'm dying, I was like, okay, you play it. Yeah, I'm not sure. So I'm sure it's awesome. I think it is. I don't think there's anything bad with it. I just know that it looks like a very, the difficulty scale on that game is pretty high. And from what I played with it over the 5 or 6 times, I played it at different PAXs around the states here. It just didn't say, I was like, eh. I think this game will frustrate me more than it'll entertain me. I love the way it looks. I can sit there and watch it. And maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll just watch playthroughs of it, which I rarely ever do. But yeah. So no, I think it's fine. It was something I was excited for until it took them 6 years to make the thing, and kept telling us, "Yeah, it's coming out. It's coming out." And then it's finally out. I finally got to play it, and then I thought, just a little too tough for me. So I might wait for a discount on the thing. Yeah, it is. Thank you. He says it's really freaking hard. I'm kind of with Lethal Migraine. I'll kind of wait for it until it's free with gold in 6 months. I'm waiting for a discount on it. I can tell you that. When it drops in price, I'll probably pick it up. I don't necessarily know if it's going to get to free with gold in 6 months, but I will let it come down a little bit. I think it is worth every penny of the $20 if that's the game you are interested in, if that's the type. And for me, it's not. I will... Yeah. That $20 is wasted for me because I will get to a point where I'm just really frustrated with it and I won't want to play it anymore because of how frustrating it makes me. So therefore, I don't feel that I would have gotten my money's worth.
Yeah. Nate's asking if anyone's still playing Players Unknown.
I'm sure there are.
I know Kevin and I are waiting a little bit. I mean, we've just been so busy with Ghost Recon. I would love to get back into it because I really enjoyed playing it and I haven't done it since the last big patch that they did. But it's just one of those things that we're ghosting and reconning.
Here's a question for Nate.
Yo.
Is anyone playing Fortnite?
Ooh.
I'm curious about that.
Yeah.
Because of their little battle royale system. I'm curious about that. So, let's see. What was I going to talk about? Well, I was going to talk about the video game, the strike, the voice actor strike.
Yes.
Ended.
Yay.
It was done.
I hope all sides are happy.
Yeah, we interviewed one of them, and the guy's name is in this press release that I have to find. Keith Farley. We had him on the show to talk about the whole voice actor strike thing that was going on, and they finally came to an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
They get a new bonus structure that provides an additional payment to performers. The bonus payment, which is due no later than the release date of the game, is based on the number of sessions worked on each game. The deal also contains an employer commitment to continue working with the SAG-AFTRA group on the issue of vocal stress during the term of the agreement. There's a couple of things that didn't make it into the final agreement on that they'll have more when it comes up with negotiations later on, so... But yeah, the strike is over. So, you know, we're talking about Games with Gold for Xbox, and we've got that now for October's lineup. Xbox One gets Gone Home throughout the month of October. Yeah. From October 16th through November 15th, we also get the Turing Test.
Okay.
Then on Xbox 360, both of these games are compatible with, backwards compatible with Xbox One, Rayman 3 HD and Medal of Honor Airborne.
That was a fun one as well.
So.
I played that years ago.
That's what we're getting.
Any word yet on PlayStation Plus?
We do have word on PlayStation Plus.
All right, lay it on me.
Here we go. PlayStation 4 gets Metal Gear Solid 5.
All right. I already have it on my PC.
And Amnesia, the Collection.
Didn't play the second one.
PS3 people get Monster Jam Battlegrounds. I think that's like a monster truck thing.
Sure.
And Hustle Kings. I don't know what that is.
Monster truck thing?
Maybe. And then Vita gets Hue. H-U-E. Is that one? Hue. And Skyforce Anniversary.
Well, all right.
They start October 5th. Is when you'll get those.
Honestly, none of those really interest me.
Ooh, I like puzzle games. Lethal Migraine says the Turing Test is fantastic if you like puzzle games, and I love puzzle games. So good. That one's got my interest.
And you have to have a gold membership, right, for that?
For that one, for Xbox, yeah. You have to have a gold. Well, you got to have a PlayStation Plus account for PlayStation stuff. So yeah, you do have to subscribe. So. Let's see. Anything else? What is going on? There's nothing
new.
We're not into the meat of things. We're about to be into the meat of things. I know Shadow of War is hitting pretty soon.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to pick it up at release.
I'll wait till it goes down on super sale.
You've already shown what you do with your game previously, right?
Yeah.
You've shown what you do with that, with Shadow of Mordor, where... You know, $5 now gets you everything. I know it's a long way out, but you still get everything.
Plenty of stuff to play between.
Yeah, you still get everything for $5. Evil Within 2 hits on Friday the 13th.
I never played the first one.
Yeah.
I
never played the first one either.
I'm not really sure if anything in the second one's... I don't know. The trailer that I saw during, E3 or so, didn't really get my interest up. So, meh. Mm. Although I did see did you watch the trailer for Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah. So continue waiting for that game.
Mm-hmm. It says spring of 2018.
We kind of knew that though.
Yeah, well, I hope they make that date.
Yeah. That trailer did nothing for me.
I mean, it made me like, oh yay, it's the West. That. Looks like.
What's the same thing I got on the first trailer?
Yeah.
The second trailer did nothing for me. I think it may have set up a time zone or time zone. Set up a time frame where this is obviously a prequel taking place before the events of Red Dead Redemption, but it still didn't do anything for me because I.
Was that Lady McFadden?
I have no idea.
Oh, blonde. I mean, it looked like her. Maybe.
It couldn't have been.
No?
No, it couldn't have been. Well, maybe. No, yeah. She would have been young. I don't know.
Yeah, see?
I don't know. It was a trailer for something that I'm very excited for and that I want to play, but it did not give me information on how I'm going to play it, what things have changed. It didn't show off any kind of mechanics. It didn't show off any gameplay that I know of.
I think it was just cutscenes.
Or at least something that was very apparent as gameplay.
Yeah.
So I'm still... It's not that I'm not sold on it. I'm just not excited by you showing off more trailer.
Setting the atmosphere, maybe? I mean, not that... I mean, like, it's the Old West. How much atmosphere do you need to know? It's Rockstar and the West.
I don't need anything. I need them to show me how it plays.
I need it to be on the PC.
I want them to show the game and play the game. I want them to talk about, here's what you do. Here's how it starts out. Here's, you're going to own a ranch. And then you can expand your ranch. And you can improve your ranch. And you can do this. And you can do that. And you can build a gang or something. I have no idea. But those are the things that I'm interested in. Those are the things that I want trailers about, is what you do in the game. Yeah. Not, here's more West. I know this.
I really hope it, I don't think it will, but I would really love for it to come on the PC. So, because the mods would be just, you know, I think the modding community would have a field day with it.
Yeah, enjoy. I don't think it's going to happen.
Nope.
But we'll see. Oh, what are they? They're talking about Forza 7. Yeah, the Forza 7 demo is out. They added microtransactions. They did, yeah, they did something with the microtransactions in Forza. Did I take this? Did I get this down? Did I not? Okay, I didn't, apparently. They kind of went a little skeezy with their what they did in Forza 7. So, like, in Forza 7, you do races, right?
That would make sense.
Right, and when you finish a race, you earn in-game currency type stuff.
Okay.
Right?
Also makes sense.
Right. And in previous games, you could change the way the race was done in order to, the more risk you put into the race, the bigger your reward.
Yeah.
So if you made it rainy at night, whatever, you know,
just different conditions.
Yeah, you changed all the conditions. Like if you put it in sim mode, you got a much higher reward
if you win.
If you did good, yeah. So that system is still in here, except in order to change those aspects, you now have to get mods that drop from loot boxes. In other words, you can't change the way a race is done unless
until
you get
the loot box
mod from a loot box. Loot boxes drop in the game, as they always do, but then, of course, you can also buy them with real money.
Of course.
So, they kind of
microtransaction
a little bit there.
You know?
To the point of... See, Lethal Migraine said something in the chat room earlier about...
He doesn't like Destiny.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's where I was going. He talked about it. It was one of the most consumer-unfriendly publishers or developers. I can't remember which one it was.
Both.
And in some ways, I don't necessarily disagree with him in that when he's talking about some of those companies. I know Activision isn't the bastion of, you know, being good to the consumer type thing. But I don't know of a big AAA publisher that isn't. Ubisoft had a hard time there for a while. EA was in the gutter with us for a long time for what they were doing. And I look at something like this. I look at what they did with Shadow of Mordor. That was WB. Shadow of War now with mm-hmm. their loot boxes and what they're doing. They had DLC that was going to be done in honor of one of their developers who had passed away.
Yeah.
Where a certain portion of the money you spent on the DLC would go towards their family. And towards that developer's family, and such an outcry was made about that that they said, "Fine, we'll give this away to you for free, and then we're going to give a lump sum to the family for that."
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think there's definitely a discussion that we can have about DLC and about microtransactions, but probably not before we have to go to break. So.
Well, not right now, obviously. I don't know, man. You know, that's a good question to have when we come back. Of course, yeah. We're going to have the SNES Classic pulled up here.
Got a whole another hour.
But that's another great discussion, because we talked about games that ship...
broke.
...that need updates and all this other stuff. Is that a dishonest practice? I can look at the same thing with microtransactions. And say, is this a dishonest practice that they're doing whenever they... Some of these things really seem deliberate to do that. They got to find their ways to make back their money. Apparently...
Which, I mean...
Apparently the cost of development is increasing.
Yeah.
But the price of entry for the consumer is not changing. Maybe. That's, I don't know.
I mean, do you really want games to start getting to be $80 standard? Not special editions, not collector's editions.
Are they not already?
They're about 60.
Okay, then add in the DLC. What do they come out to? Like when you pay for the full game, right, so and not the Game of the Year edition. I'm talking about when you pay for the full game
and then get the season
with the
pass.
Yeah, with the DLC,
about $90.
You're paying about $80 or $90, right? Yeah,
typically $90 because it's about $30 to $35,
and it's about $60, I guess, for a game.
Yeah.
So yeah. So
yeah. Yeah.
Why not go ahead and just charge us $90 and then not sell it? Well, not, because you can sell more to people who don't want the DLC.
Yeah, some people don't care about.
Yeah,
you know.
I get that. We're going into a conversation that we can wait. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of in-game chat here after the break. Let me put my headphones on so I can hear the music. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can. 334-272-9228 is the number. Here is music again from Cuphead. It is called A Threatening Zeppelin. we'll be back in just a bit. Back to in-game chat. This is music from a game called Hob. Track is called Saturnese, I think is the name of it. We got phone calls coming in. We hooked up the SNES Classic.
Yeah.
And
classically
SNESing. Yes, it is right now. I don't know, what does it look like? Yeah, we're a little bit, yeah. But that's fine. No, that's cool. Who do we have on the phones? All right, we'll take Chris real quick, and then we'll go to Moltile, because he is long distance. Hey, Chris.
What's going on, y'all?
We're playing the SNES Classic.
Well, since I talked to you on the internet and stuff, after you get through and unlock Star Fox 2, which one are you going to start playing then?
How do you unlock it?
You have to beat the first level of Star Fox.
Oh, just the first level?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You want to go ahead and do that for me? Why don't you do that for me?
Save you some time, huh?
Yeah. Save me some time here. Go to Star Fox. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, see? All right. Play that and beat the first level and then unlock Star Fox 2 for me. Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Chris. And so the next thing that I'm going to probably play, Super Metroid.
Oh, I love
that
game.
Yeah, if you never played Super Metroid or any, yeah, that,
you
that's
played it, right?
Definitely the one that you need to play.
Never played Super Metroid.
Really?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
I just forget about.
What you need to do is you need to go through it and play all the way through it and beat it at the end, too.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't plan to just...
Yeah, don't be... I'm going to get to the end, I'm not going to beat it.
I mean, I plan on playing it, yeah. I plan on playing it, yeah. All the way through there.
Yeah, but if you've never played that one, that'd be my recommended first one to play.
Hey, Matt, do a barrel roll. There you go. Good job. Thanks.
Actually, technically, that's an aileron roll.
Whatever. Fly through those rings. Don't fail me. If you don't unlock Star Fox 2, kicking you off the show. I'm kicking you out of the clan of Destiny. He won't care. Whoa! Careful! Oh, Matt! He's trying to fly this thing.
I'm used to better controls.
Oh, don't blame the controls.
I am so blaming the controls.
Oh, Matt! Oh! Just okay. Got to beat the first level. Anyway, Chris, we're going to... What's going on with you, real quick?
Oh, not much. Just playing the usual. About to beat Metroid on 3DS. I've been playing more of YS8, so...
Get in formation, Matt. You're supposed to be where the blinky thing is. Yeah, stay in blinky thing.
I'm trying to stay in blinky thing.
That's where you're supposed to be. God, your formation. Oh, Matt, he's horrible. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt cannot fly a plane.
Actually,
don't feel too bad. I'm not that good at Star Fox either.
See, I'm used to like the other ones, not this. I never played this one.
You never played. Why don't you give me the look when I never played Super Metroid, and you've never played Star Fox?
Because anyway. One's.
There you go. Anyway, okay, I'm getting way distracted. I'm sorry, yes. Chris.
I know.
All right, we'll talk to you again next week. All right, man.
All right, see you later.
See
ya.
Bye. Hey, Multile.
Hey,
how's it going, man?
I just saw the NES getting hooked up, and I was like, oh, buzzing. See what he's thinking about it at the moment.
Right now, he is trying his best to beat the first level of Star Fox so he can unlock Star Fox 2.
I think this is just training. I don't even know if this is the first level.
Well, if you beat it and don't unlock Star Fox 2, then keep playing until you unlock Star Fox 2. How about that? Do that for me.
All right.
Oh, you hit the wall, Matt.
I did.
Look at this. Look at that Super FX chip in action.
I know, it is straining.
Better go through that thing. Better boost. Oh, Matt!
I boosted.
Oh, God. Your shield is really low. Well, not really. It's about halfway.
So how much did you... Was that a normal price range for that? Like, how much did you pay for this one?
$70.
Oh, very good. Like, it's currently... Okay. The only available ones that I see in the UK at the moment are... Cheapest one is £140, which is about $187.
That says level one. Play that. That says level one. Play that and beat it.
Okay. how much is it? How many pounds is it?
Oh, £140, so about $187.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Not really. Not really. Price tag that I would ever consider for what 20 SNES games.
Yeah,
especially if you get since you could probably get a Raspberry Pi for.
This is a situation where whenever they start going up in price like that, I would say, you know what, I'll just build one.
Yep. But, top of that, I have like half the original games on cartridge on the real SNES. So yeah. You know, it's like I'm rebuying it to for a HDMI cable and. Some games that
the ability to
part of me doesn't agree with that only for the sense that
I'm talking about for this price the price range
right I get what you're saying
for $70 I think that's a great buy because it's got additional technology into it that will work better for our for the TVs and stuff that we have at the moment but I'm talking about for what $187. I don't think that's a good price range for
Twenty
games.
It's fly through that ring. Oh, you didn't fly through the ring. Oh, Matt. He's just got to beat this level in order. Yeah, you did it. Good job.
Oh, that fell.
He still hasn't unlocked it. We're still waiting for that. Oh, his shield. Anyway,
was it not recently that one of the Nintendo executives? I think one of them was saying that you shouldn't be paying more than. Than the asking price.
Yeah, he said that because
people were probably
Well, yeah, everybody was going up to eBay and I'm sure the prices for these things on eBay are way up there now. But I think he was saying that because he wanted people to understand that we're going to make more of these than we did for the last one, and so don't be paying ridiculous prices. I think he thinks that everybody wants one of these things is going to be able to get one, and it may not. It may not happen
immediately. Yeah, right. It sounds like they're doing a second run of it, like they're making them now. so you're probably going to wait a couple of months and maybe get them for Christmas or something. But
possibly, yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you know what? If they're doing a second run of it or something, that's much better than what they did with the NES.
Well, they're going to do the NES as well. They said that we're going to be making more of those too.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah,
that's
no.
pretty good.
They're making more of those for 2018. So yeah.
Mm. Okay, I've got me interested now.
I know. I don't know what the NES will cost you. Hey, did you? Oh, he's still going. Man, this is a long level. Fly through that thing, Matt. Not under.
Are there Steve states on it?
Are there what?
Steve states.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You could pause.
I remember on the Wii U, they could do that with the old games.
Yeah, there is a save state for the SNES Classic as well. So I've been transfixed watching him play this thing. I've got to stop.
Well, it's completely understandable. You know, it's your enemy. New toy. It's right there, and someone else is playing with it.
I know, and now he's gonna fight the. Hey, yeah, shoot the colored thing. Yeah, shoot that brightly lit whatever that is. Oh, it's turning around to face you. Was that a bomb?
Oh, that was a bomb, but it went the wrong direction.
Yeah, you kind of did bad with that. Oh, wow, look at Matt go. This is awesome. I remember playing Star Fox, and this is a long time ago, and it was a rental, too. I rented it from, like, Movie Gallery or Video Express. There was no Blockbuster at the time that this was out for me to rent it from, or at least not in my area. So... I mean, he's got to beat this enemy, and then I'll have Star Fox 2 unlocked. So what's going on with you? Any what have you been playing lately?
Oh no, I've been doing sort of same as usual, sort of circle of games, playing Overwatch. They had a recent update for like different character respecs and things. Mercy is now more of a combat medic rather than just a pure medic.
Yeah.
People were complaining, and I agree with them.
Oh, Matt. Oh, you're dead.
I've got two.
Oof. You did not unlock Star Fox 2.
Well, I have.
Keep playing.
Do I have to do all this over again?
Keep playing until you unlock it.
Well, Matt, you should have saved stated. Come on. I literally brought it up as we were talking.
I know. I'm terrible.
Yeah, it really is.
But yeah, she's a bit more of a combat medic, which actually sort of goes against the story that they were saying about her. You know, because she's complaining very early in some part of the lore. I think it was a comic where she's saying that she doesn't like Anna's another medic's bio grenades and the ability to shoot. If she shoots teammates, they get healed, but if she shoots the exact same dart into an enemy, it takes some life off them, and she was complaining about that. So, like, you know, the idea of her is like her pistol is her last resort. She is all about trying to heal the wounded, and then now they've changed the character to make it more playable.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing something about this. I think I remember hearing. Oh, Matt, look out, Matt! There you go. You've almost got it. You almost got it, Matt. Don't die. He's really close, Moltile. If he can dodge the... Oh, God, he's dead. He died.
Is it a boss? Oh, no, I can't tell.
Yeah, it's a boss.
It's a boss battle.
He's close, but that's a boss battle.
I mean,
the Firefox series, I played them very late, and I played quite a lot of them at the same time. It was like someone had a big collection around at their house, so they've all sort of merged together in my head.
My collection of SNES games was very little. I didn't have very many SNES games.
I didn't either.
Mortal Kombat 2 and NBA Jam and Super Mario World and, oddly enough, Mario Paint and Donkey Kong Country. Uniracers, I had that as well. But I really my collection for SNES games was really low compared to the collection I had for the original Nintendo, of which I still have. I still have all those, but yeah, not as much as I did for the original Nintendo.
The only Star Fox I really played was the 3DS version.
Oh, the 3DS Star Fox, gotcha. Drunk to Dinner, it says Mario Paint was glorious. Yeah, that music-making mode? Oh, yeah. Matt. There you go. Do some maneuvering, man. There you go. See? Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. Now you're playing with superpower. You got him! Matt, yay, you did it!
Woo! See, I had, yes! I had to, like, you know, get to, like, you know, the last life and, like, lower health and, you know, to make it, you know, good for radio, I guess.
Yeah, you wanted to make everyone listening, you know, very tense, you know.
Yeah, the, right, because we were totally describing.
Lovely audio play.
We were totally describing how this whole thing worked, didn't we? Yeah. Look at that. You just unlocked Star Fox 2. Now beat the entire Star Fox 2 campaign.
Oh, jeez.
You've got 30 minutes.
Do it all.
Yeah. You'll be there doing Destiny with us on PC, right? October 27th?
I hope so.
You better.
I do hope so.
Hit the reset button and go back to the menu. See if you've unlocked Star Fox 2.
Oh, look
yeah,
at that.
There you go.
Boing.
It does a little animation thing. You unlocked Star Fox 2.
Yay.
There you go.
Oh, you should see if you could do maybe a wee stream of your SNES at some point as well.
I don't know. I guess I'd have to hook it up through an Elgato maybe and do it that way. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I do know, like, I know Nintendo's a bit pumped with the...
Yeah, they just did a big thing here recently where they went after some people.
Yeah, where did I have that? It's like they don't understand what's going on, you know. The amount of promotion and the amount of people you sell on games from people just watching them.
Yeah.
You know, the community playing it and enjoying it and having a great time. I don't know of a single person that plays games that hasn't went, I bought X game because I saw a person playing it and having fun, or I saw a video review of it, or, you know, someone that I trust experiencing the game. You know, like, you've even got the inverse where I would see people that maybe are bad at puzzle games playing a puzzle game, and I'd be like,
Matt, don't die. You've got him, like, right there. There you go. He was almost dead playing Street Fighter 2. He got him down really far, and then all of a sudden, Matt just took a beating. He almost lost. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's like free advertisement, right?
Yes.
It's free advertisement for them to just let people stream and do that, but... They're all bit. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, man. I don't get it.
You know, they've taken away demos and stuff. And from I don't have a link to actually send you right away. But there was a study done about piracy in video games, and they didn't want to release the information on it. You know, as in, like, they just didn't release it. And then someone did a Freedom of Information Act sort of thing where they got the results for it.
Yeah.
And it was showing that the majority, like a good percentage of people, after they played a pirated version of a game, would just go buy the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean,
and it's like,
before the days of Steam.
It's like obvious people are using this as demos. People are using videos as like their first experience. And I feel like they shot themselves in the foot, and they're going to shoot the other foot now as well with you know, trying to take these videos off the internet.
Easily. And they're earning a lot of they're losing a lot of goodwill.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll be the first to admit, before the days of Steam, I would pirate games, and yeah, that's just what I did. But ever since Steam and everything, I really haven't done that on my PC at all, you know, because, you know, with digital distribution the way it is, it's just easier just to, you know, all right, here's a sale, let me just go and get this. But
There's a wide range of issues because, like, you've got the convenience of it. You know, in general, it's more than likely going to work with your PC, going to be updated.
And I like it when developers actually do stuff like, if they know that you're going to, you know, pirate, like Serious Sam 3. You know, if you pirate the game, they'll, you know, spawn this unkillable monster that just sort of, like, you know, tracks you down throughout the whole game. Or when, you know, if they do stuff like that, be like, you know, haha, you know.
That's good fun. Instead of just going
after them like that, you know, I don't know.
Because it's going to happen, and I feel like you should just assume. It's like anything. Sure, if you even make a hard copy of a game, you know that some of those copies aren't going to get to the game stores that you had intended. They are literally going to get they're going to, inverted commas, get dropped off the back of the truck. They're going to go missing, and someone's going to use it for their own profit anyway. You know, there's people that are going to be feeling and all that sort of stuff in real life.
The SNES Classic released yesterday, and by the end of yesterday, Star Fox 2 had already been ripped off of the machine and thrown up on torrent sites so that people could download it and play it.
You know.
Yeah, and you wonder how many sales Nintendo would have got if they had released it on even just their own virtual console on the Switch. Never mind, you know, trying to get more platforms, like making their own distributing system on the PC or something like that. You know,
it's not
easy to get their games.
Did you ever hear what Earthbound did when you pirated it? You could play through the entire game, but when you get to the final boss battle, that's when it stops. So, I mean, that's kind of cool because then, you get someone like, oh, wow, they got to do a majority of the game, if not all of it.
Man, I feel like that's more of the biggest slap in the face you could. It's like you've invested all of these hours and all of this time, and you have no idea whether you're going to be able to beat that boss or not because we're not going to let you.
Yeah.
You're done. You're too far in the game that you're going to have to literally go pick it up and spend all that time going through all the levels and stuff again.
I find that amusing.
It's a slap in the face, I think.
Well, we have got to take our break here. Do you want to hang on the line and join us for the next segment, or do you need to run?
Let me just check the credit. I'm good for a bit.
Okay,
let's go again.
we're gonna take a break, and then we come right back. We'll have you on. We'll have more here of In Game Chat, and Matt playing right now. He's playing Street Fighter 2. I don't know what else he'll be playing next. He seems to be drawn to Street Fighter 2 for some reason.
I remember this back in the day.
I mean, yeah, I remember all of these games back in the day.
Not Super Metroid, apparently.
I remember it being out there, but it's one I want to play because I never played it. So, is there any game on this collection that you have not played, Matt?
Yeah, Secret of Mana.
Oh, okay.
I mean, actually, there are several games on this I haven't played. I'll have to go through the list.
Well, here's the list.
Yes.
Mario World.
Yes.
Mario RPG, yes. Legend of the Seven Stars.
That's a good one.
Contra 3.
No, never did.
Yoshi's Island.
Yes.
Super Mario Kart.
Yes.
Kirby's Dream Course.
Nope, never been into
Final
Kirby.
Fantasy 3.
Yeah, but I played a 6.
Kirby Superstar.
No.
Super Metroid, we already know. Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Nope.
Earthbound.
Yes.
F-Zero.
Yep.
Mega Man X.
Yes.
Donkey Kong Country.
Yes.
Castlevania 4?
Yeah, actually I have.
Yeah, Super Punch-Out.
Yes.
Okay, and then you're playing Street Fighter.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, all right, so there you go. Okay.
There's a few on here.
Moltal, you hang on the line.
Jeez.
And we'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat. Here is music once again from Cuphead. It is called Railroad Wrath. We'll be right back here in just a moment. We'll be right back. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from Baldur's Gate. It's called Leaving Home. Again, I couldn't find music for Total War 2 or Warhammer 2. Total War Warhammer 2? I don't know. I couldn't find music for that one, so I had to pick some music. Boy, you're just horrible for you, Matt. He's getting run over. He's playing, what are you, Mega Man X? Yeah, he's playing Mega Man. I don't have his mic on. Here we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Let's go back to the phones and talk to Moltile. Hey, man.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey, Matt doesn't have his headphones on, so he's not going to be able to hear you in case you ask him any questions or anything.
Oh,
so.
Not a problem. I was just going to say that Total War series seem to flip back and forth whether they want to put their Total War colon name or put the name and then colon then Total War.
How
the,
yeah.
I think this time it is Total War colon Warhammer 2, but again, I could be mistaken because I didn't actually buy that game. But it looks similar. I wasn't into the old Warhammer stuff, so that's why I haven't picked up the game, to be honest.
Yeah. He's apparently he's up against a boss fight now.
It looks like Boba Fett.
Huh?
He looks like Boba Fett.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, his helmet.
I see the guy up on top. Yeah. I was thinking of the monster. Oh, what happened?
Roll comes.
Yeah. There you go.
Not Roll Rock. Is it Rock?
What?
No, you're Rock Man. So yeah, I guess it would be Roll. Was Roll the dog?
No, Roll's the dog.
Then who's the one with the blonde hair?
I never played X. Is it Proton? Is it that the guy?
No, I forgot the guy's name. Zero. Wait, Zero? I don't know.
Oh, let's do a quick Google search. Mega Man X.
He's reading through. Yeah, it's Total War Warhammer 2 is what it was. We're trying to figure out some of the games on the SNES Classic have this little icon.
It
looks like a cartridge with a pencil on it, but we can't figure out what that means. And I was trying to do some Googling to figure out what this thing has. I found out some other stuff.
You can memorize that code?
Does it have an editor? Is that what it is?
What, you have to memorize that whole code?
We gotta write it down.
All those numbers? Wow.
Take a picture with your phone.
Yeah, really. Just like the NES Classic Edition, you can save progress for any game at any point by tapping the reset button, and that'll put it in suspend mode. The Super NES Classic sports a rewind feature that lets you revert a game to the state it was in a few seconds before.
Really?
First you have to hit reset on the system itself to go to the system menu, then tap down to the suspend point and tap X to enter a rewind menu. There you can choose to go back.
Rewind.
Yeah. There you can choose
to
go back to roughly 40 or 50 seconds. The exact length seems to vary depending on the complexity of inputs and game scenes. The L and R buttons can jump back and forth through the rewind menu. Look at that. There you go. There's your code.
Oh, look at that.
The Classic includes the option to use your own gameplay footage as a screensaver. If you leave the system on for a few minutes, an animated Mario figure will replay footage recorded in the last minute or so before one of the saved suspend points. The screensaver can also play the standard attract modes, title screens that were included in the original game cartridges themselves. It comes with a CRT filter, which tries to replicate the lower resolution and scan lines of an old tube TV. Let's see. Even though the SNES Classic Edition is rated for 5 watts, it only draws blah, 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 blah. The controllers are backwards compatible with the NES Classic Edition.
Which is good.
It takes about 7 seconds after turning the system on for the menu to appear on screen. Let's see. The controller cord is longer than the NES Classic Edition. That was 3 feet. This one's 5, so you know, a little bit longer.
But is that from the controller to the console?
That's the length of the cord for the controller. Yeah, on the NES Classic it was 3 feet. On the SNES it is 5. And now he's playing Mario World.
I don't know why it's so short, to be honest.
I don't get it. I don't know either. The game's menu can be sorted by title, two-player functionality, most recently played, total number of times played, release date, and publisher.
So not by the amount of hours played?
No. The total number of times played. You're right. Yeah, no, not by how many hours you put into it, but how many times you played it.
That's not bad, actually, having that filtering system, of course, but, you know, options aplenty is normally what I like to look for, but, yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah. The menu icon for Star Fox 2 includes a small official box art image that doesn't seem to exist in larger form anywhere online as of this writing. Of the 21 included
game... Oh, by the way, just before, from Drunk Degenerates, he was saying it was zero, and I had already saw that that it was zero. The guy with the hair in Mega Man X.
Yeah, it's been a while since I played that, so I was trying to remember.
Just to make sure, you know, those listeners that are on the edge of their seat, you know, we got the info. It's in chat. You should be in Twitch chat, clearly.
Of the 21 games included, there are 5 standouts that Nintendo seems the most intent on promoting. Each of these logos featured on the front of the box, screenshots, much like the back of the Quick Start instructions has a poster. The Super Sports and written instructions for the Classic Edition games are not included. The copy on the box promises over 20 pre-installed games, which is a technically correct description of the 21 included games. The box's description of the controller refers to special L and R buttons, which haven't really been all that special for decades now. Yoshi's Island throws out the Super Mario World 2 prefix in all promotional copy and in the in-menu alphabetical.
Oh, yeah, because it was, Super Mario World 2.
Yeah. So, yeah, I still can't figure out what that means, what that icon means on the game screen. So, not sure. But there you go. Let's see, a couple of other things.
Experimentation, you might find it.
Yeah, I'll keep looking and see what that is. Let's see, Assassin's Creed Origins, we already talked about that. Volition laid off like 30 people after the massively wonderful success of Agents of Mayhem.
I sort of smelt that coming a bit.
I did too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is a shame as well, because it seemed like they were maybe in two minds about making the game, you know, and it felt like the public wanted a multiplayer game, you know. And when they watched this, they were like, oh, maybe I could play with two other friends and do this. And it's like, no, that's not how the game plays.
Yeah, a nice co-op thing or a Borderlands thing, you know, something like that where you can have more, you know, more people to play with. But they didn't do anything like that.
It was probably a mix of things, you know, but the public perception, I feel like, was probably hit them really hard with the idea of you're swapping characters like Lost Vikings, you know, during the level. And that wasn't coming across.
Oh, Matt, you messed it up. Matt, stop messing up. There you go. That's how it worked. Missed your one up, but I went.
That's fine. So they did finally officially say that...
That you're banging him in the back of the head.
Yeah, you're punching Yoshi.
You punch Yoshi in the back of the head whenever it's whenever he goes to eat. So yeah, feel good about that. You're beating on a poor animal. And making him
I felt like it was like, sort of like more like a karate chop sort of, you know, not for the pain. But again, that was my kid mind at the time. It was just like hiya, and it was like a reflex.
Yeah, that's like, true. I never felt that way. I never thought anything of it. I was just like, okay.
I was a weird kid, clearly.
Okay, I'm watching Matt play Mario World. Never bring a game into the studio, because Matt will not do anything but watch. Oh, you just lost Yoshi. Oh, there you go. Anyway, I know this makes for great radio. Me sitting here watching him. Never bring a video game for me in here either, because apparently I'll just get distracted and watch somebody else play the thing. But then again, I haven't seen these games played in a long time. Mario World.
But you haven't seen them being played like this either. You know, this is a new. It's on HDMI with its own sort of coding system of, you know, how it wants to scale things. You know, it is different as well. Like if you just hooked up a straight SNES into a HDMI TV, it's gonna try and work its weird way around it anyway. So it's new.
It
like
is.
I remember people trying to say. If you're trying to connect an old system up, they had, like, the best way they could do it cheaply was to hook their, like, SNES, we'll just use that as an example, SNES or PlayStation 1 or whatever, into their DVD player, into their in slots in the DVD player, and then putting it out back through into the TV, because that it had better encoding to deal with the SNES than the TV did.
I remember hearing about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so this is a different experience again, because there should be stuff technology in there to deal with HDMI, you know, input properly.
Yeah, see, if RJ was here, I would have totally hooked up the second controller. This one comes with two controllers, by the way, whereas the NES Classic only came with one.
You want to see RJ beat up everyone in the office?
I would have totally hooked that thing up so that they could play Street Fighter together.
I played against RJ, and, you know, that's not easy.
No. And especially not in that Mario Kart, man. I'd have totally done that if I wasn't in front of the microphone doing a radio show here. I'd have played you some Mario Kart.
See, how nice would it have been if they had just stuck in a wee Bluetooth wireless dongle into there or something, you know?
Yeah.
Would have been on the other side of that.
There is a
everyone would be hearing to
somebody made a wireless controller for it, but I can't remember who it is or how it works. I think you just plug something in and boom, there you go.
But that shouldn't have been the case. It should have been packaged in.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's cheap. Bluetooth is cheap. It's dirt cheap. You know, like if you wanted to get Bluetooth on your PC, it is, what, £1 for a dongle? And that's full access to Bluetooth currently. It's not a big cost, and I would be happy enough if they brought out a SKU, or they even just released a controller themselves that was just like, this is a slightly more expensive version of it, but it's got Bluetooth. That would fly off the shelves, and you know how many people want the console anyway. Think of the amount of people that would want it, and, you know, they're not kids to sit in front of the TV. They want to sit on their sofa that they probably bought themselves with the job and the nostalgia that they want the SNES, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is totally, like, just hitting that nostalgia button.
Yeah, because you are
just that's what I'm saying. People buying
rolling
it.
Through.
They've played this probably, you know. That's why they want it, so... Mm-hmm. Give them the convenience of sitting on their own sofa in front of their own big TV and not dealing with the cables that they used to have to deal with. We have the technology.
We can rebuild it.
Plus, for me also, a thing that's important about this is that, you know, so many nowadays getting companies that support their older games, you know. Oh.
Wow, Matt. That was bad.
You know what I'm saying? Just...
Oh, you're messed up now. You are messed up now. You can't do anything now. You better hope you can jump high.
But yeah, getting companies to support their older games, you know, and their older libraries that, you know, people still enjoy playing.
If you can get them all the way back to the pipe, you can jump over his head.
Yeah. I'm just sort of egging this guy on.
See, if you had Yoshi, you could have eaten all the... Oh, what did you just do? Oh, Matt, you were...
I didn't hit the jump button.
Oh, yeah. That's... Oh! God, I can't believe I'm doing this. I need to stop watching. But I can't.
Oh, no, it's easy done. It's easy done. I was watching the same thing as well. I was just like, oh, he's gonna get hit by this thing. He did it again.
Anyway, what are you looking forward to play in this coming week? Anything on your radar? I don't even know what's coming out this week. I don't think there's much. Throw it up. There you go.
No, I don't have anything new on my radar. I'm going to make a valiant attempt at playing some backlog and playing some cheapo games that I got as well. I like going to there's a website called ChronoGG.
Chrono, really?
Chrono.gg. I'm probably saying that wrong. Let me just chrono.gg, and they have a daily sale that runs every day. So, you know, one game, that's what they're selling. It's normally on a good chunk off. At the moment, they're running Universe Sandbox 2, and it's normally $24.99.
Yeah.
And it's now $15, so 40% off.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, they have that runs for a day, and then they change it the next day. And they also have a little, like, sort of, they've gamified logging in every day, where you, when you go in, you click the coin thing, the coin spins, you get some You get some fake coins to then spend on some games that they deal out for free.
Oh, okay.
So like every 2 weeks they will release 1, 2, 3 games on their coin shop, and some of them will be like dirt cheap games that you can probably pick up for like 60 cents.
Wow.
But they've got things that are like it just goes up in price.
Are the games any good?
Some of them have been great. One Finger Death Punch. I bought that like on Steam anyway, but they had that running for 1,000 coins. Dust Force DX, Hammer Watch, Rian.
Let the screensaver kick in.
Dropsy, that clown thing.
Yeah. No, that sounds. Pretty good. I know sometimes I'll jump in on the Humble Bundle stuff, and then sometimes
yeah, it depends on the bundle.
All depends on what's available out there, which is kind of what that sounds like a little bit.
Basically, yes, like I said, it's a one game a day seal that they do, and then if you're logging in every day, you can build up some coins and get yourself a free game. So
that's cool.
That's basically all I'm doing. I need to really focus. I'm going to be trying to get back into coding and all that sort of caper now.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, man. We've only got about 7 more minutes here to go until we got to run. So,
Not a problem.
Have a good week.
Good chatting to you guys.
Yeah, have a good week. Love talking to you. And, you know, it's only another 28 more days until I get to see how you experience Destiny for the first time.
So you can beat me up on Destiny?
No!
You mean,
that's exactly what he's going to do.
Just show off all your
Oh, look what I could do.
We're all going to start at the same level. You know, I can't import my character. So we're all going to start at the same level.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
And there
have all that skill.
But there is no beating up on you, because if I'm going to do PvP, I'm not going to play against you. I'm going to have you on my team.
Yeah.
Fair point. Well, until you learn how bad I am at FPS, but yes.
Yeah. Man, anyway, let me tell you.
Thank you very much for having me on.
When Lethal Migraine says it's the prettiest version of the worst game, I mean, he's not kidding. It is the prettiest version of the game. It is wonderful on PC. The frame rate's fast.
I'm just curious how the game's going to like handicap me when we do the raids. And like, how is it going to glitch on me this time?
Right. Well, I don't know. I think they probably got all that worked out. But the shooting was phenomenal with mouse and keyboard, man. It was a night and day difference going from what I had experienced on console to what I was experiencing
on
PC.
The beta, it was a tight game. It was nice and tight. The controls were there. You know, I can say that Skinner Box is well polished and clean to go into.
It's polished for a little while, and then it starts to wear thin. I'm really not kidding you. I mean, I know they're going to add more stuff to it, but and I've got 2 other characters to go through, and that'll help a little bit going through and leveling up everybody. But I'm sort of in the same camp of, here we are 3 weeks in, and I don't really have much to do.
For that DLC or some sort of update then?
You know, something. I don't really consider it spoiler. I don't think people care too much about the story
in this thing.
I don't mind. But the farm is so underutilized. The farm was this place where we thought was going to be our new social space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your new social space while you're going from level 1 to 20, while you're playing the main campaign. We never go back to it. We never touch upon it. It's still there on the map. You can still go back to it if you want to, but there's never any reason. There's never any reason to go back to it. Highly underutilized social space. Why they ever focused any amount of time on it, I have no idea. It's, I don't know. I wasn't happy with that. I was happy with the fact that we were going to get a brand new social space. And I thought, finally, not going to be walking around this tower, going to have this. It really feels like we've lost everything and we're trying to come back, because you're on a farm. So it really kind of gave that sense of build your way back up. But but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't give you that sense. It's a flash in the pan, man. It really, really is how fast you use it and then don't ever need it again. Unless they utilize it. Unless they utilize it again in DLC, which is very, very possible. So
it sounds like they should do. If they don't, they've missed the trick.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Once again, man, thanks so much for calling and spending all your credits talking to us.
Don't worry. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
You too. See you online, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. You should probably start unplugging that stuff.
Yeah.
because we got to get that out of here for the next guys. They've got a show to do, and they're going to be playing games. And I'm not going to leave it here for them.
Well, it would definitely be an improvement.
Ow. So, yeah, my headphones broke, and I forgot my little hair tie to keep it from pulling my hair when I'm taking the thing off.
Yeah,
Nate says the farm has a soccer field. Why not use it? Guess what, Nate? The tower has a soccer field as well. It's not on a grass, but
it's not a real field.
It's in the hangar. It's in the hangar where your ship parks and stuff. And it's got goals, and you can hit the soccer ball back and forth, and it does a score. Ooh, it just went into dark screen mode. So, anyway. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and turn everything off and just, it's doing the show. Yeah, you know, it's got to do the thing. So, no, I'm sure the farm, Nate says the farm's way better. I'm sure it is. But it still has, I don't know. Oh, turn the TV off before you plug it in. I only say that because it's going to turn on and we're going to have volume.
The volume was down.
Yeah. Turn the volume down. All the way. And then turn the power off. Yay, thanks. Oh, wait, we hadn't plugged that thing. It doesn't even matter. Yeah. I forgot. Okay, so, yeah. Now that we're done doing all this stuff, that sounded like fantastic radio. And by the way, everybody who's stuck around listening to us for
playing
the past hour,
Mario.
We never should have hooked that up until like the last segment, not the one where we had an hour left. everybody who stuck around, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We're sorry.
Yeah. Well, Matt, you're not sorry.
No, you're not.
And I'm not really sorry either.
Not,
you unlocked Star Fox 2 for me.
Yeah,
exactly. You did exactly what I wanted you to do.
Yay, there's a first.
Anyway, thanks everybody for joining us in the chat room, as well as everybody listening on the stream and on the radio. Thanks everybody who drives us each week on iTunes, or however you get our show for later use. We appreciate it. Go to ingamechat.net and join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our Twitch channel. Join our Destiny 2 clan. It's called In Game Chat. Ha ha. Who'da thunk? And we've got a Steam group. We've got a PlayStation 4 group. We've got an Xbox group. Join them all, and we appreciate it. So thanks, everybody, who keeps listening to us every week and shows up in the chat room
really
every
week.
We do appreciate it. Have a great one. We'll see you next Saturday. I leave you with more Cuphead music.
Oh, wonderful.
It's called Botanic Panic? Botanic Panic? Yeah. So that's what it's called. We'll be back next week. Bye.